with the comma, you may think Bob is the DJ, and all you need is him and the puppy. The argument over the Oxford comma has raised such strong passions over the years that a sort of truce has been reached. The common wisdom is that its use is optional and depends on whether it will help to avoid confusion. For one thing, you're supposed to keep your use or avoidance of the Oxford comma consistent throughout a whole piece of writing, so using it only where necessary is not an option. And the very idea of a grammatical rule being optional is a bit odd. Imagine that you hadn't messed up the party planning and read the next day that everyone had a great time. Ninjas, pirates, Vikings, old and young. If the Oxford comma were standard, you would notice it missing and conclude that old and young must describe the awesome guests already listed. But as things stand, you will always wonder whether it means that a bunch of regular, boring kids and old people showed up as well. Ultimately, the serial comma may be useful or annoying, but your opinion on it, as for many optional things, probably has something to do with whichever style you were raised on. Your high school teachers favored it? It's likely you're still using it. Your first editor hated it? You probably do too. And maybe so much hair splitting over a tiny squiggle on a page is a bit silly. After all, there are so many bigger problems to worry about. But sometimes little things can make a big difference.